All right, 4 o'clock. I got 4 o'clock on, what is today? Wednesday, April 19th. And welcome to the webinar today, Power Hour with us. One of the things, let me ask a couple questions here as people join. Elena, what part of Canada? Are you seeing where I'm coming to Canada?
Yes, I'm on the West Coast. You're going to be coming into Toronto. So that's a 4.5 hour flight, but I am going to try and make it because,
Okay.
But I'll see you before then.
Okay, good. All right. So a couple things. So, you know, that's the first time I've been to Canada, by the way. So to me, I'm not familiar with all of the places there. I was telling someone the other day, I'm going to be in Canada. And she said, I'm in Edmonton.
It's west.
In Toronto. And I'm like, it's probably close enough. It's probably close enough to come see me. 4.5 hours away is not that bad. All right. What we're going to be doing today is breaking down a few things. I would like to ask, since today is our third or fourth power hour where we're working on sales, I would like to ask you if anybody on this call before we get started has any what I call greedy questions that are just things that you're struggling with to generate sales. I mean, what we're really talking about here, I believe that nothing happens until something is sold. Okay. I believe that nothing gets sold until somebody takes an action. And I believe the most under focused on thing in any company is selling. And it baffles me when I coach people and I say, well, how much time did you spend on generating revenue today? And they say, well, I did this and I did this and I did this and I did this. And none of it had to do with producing new revenue. The business needs money. It's hungry. It's real hungry. And if nobody's in charge of revenue and nobody's focused on hitting revenue, see, I'm the type of guy, guys, that will, if my salespeople do not hit the number, I will hit the number myself personally, meaning I will pick up that phone all day long and call and close people to make sure I hit the number, because not for me, because I know the company needs the revenue to expand. And now that's not the goal. The goal is to get the salespeople skilled enough that they can do what I do. Okay. And one of the things I'm going to talk about today is even actually just getting a person on the phone and, you know, and just getting a person to talk to you so that you can, you know, explain your value to them. So, you know, before we get started today, I just want to ask, are there any greedy questions out there? Because the truth is, Andy, what most people don't want to do is they don't want to sell. They want to do everything else. I hear people tell me all the time, man, I want to be a coach. I want to be a coach. I want to coach people. I want to do what you do. There is nobody to coach if you don't sell somebody something. And it's like somebody's got to call somebody and explain something and convert a person who is interested to a person that is taking action. It doesn't sell itself. Even if I tell you I'm generating 3,000 leads every 90 days for my coaching company, very rarely does somebody just call in and sign up. Many times they have to be talked to. Somebody has to explain the value. You have to locate their ambition. And they still don't have the courage to do it. So you still got to convince them to do it, even after they call in and say, man, you know, I'm interested in doing this. So for some reason, this is a part of the business that people don't enjoy, they don't like. And I want to go back to when I was trained, you know, for a period of my life by a Marine. And he used to, number one, it was five men that went to the gym in the morning and he would say, good morning, ladies. And then we get there and he would say, it's about time you get your mind ready for what your body's about to do. And you got to get into a mindset of I'm going to prospect, I'm going to call people, I'm going to connect with people, I'm going to locate. So if you just type into the chat box, what are some of your greedy questions that maybe you want Andy and I to make sure we tackle? And obviously all of this has been a promotional webinar that leads us up to a 2-day event where we role play, we simulate, we literally break down. If I was selling this event that Andy and I were doing, I would say this: this is going to be the science of selling, where we literally break down every single component of how you create revenue in a company. Okay. About two people who have done it. So if you're out there and you're like, man, I'm thinking about doing this event, then I really want to encourage you. And we've been promoting and what I call letting you taste the ice cream leading up to it. So does anybody have any greedy questions before we get started today?
I could jump on and ask mine directly if you're cool with that.
Yep.
All right. So as some of you know, Coach obviously knows, I own a gym. We're pushing another one right now. So we are pounding leads. Like it's like three a day. It's call, voicemail, text. Then it's call at the end of the day with a text. Like at the same point, we're selling accountability so we can push it off. But what would you guys say is too much? Is it industry specific? You know, Coach Andy, what do you guys think of that? You know, this is gym industry. I know everyone's else. And I also do consulting for some real estate people as well on the coaching side. They're not calling nowhere near enough. I could tell you that right now.
Well, hey, Craig. Go ahead. Craig, can you hear me? Or can you hear me, Bert, too? Is that okay?
Yep, gotcha.
Yeah, what I was going to say, if somebody requested some information to me, they're requesting that information until you can get a hold of them to make sure they have all the information they need. So how much is enough? As much as it takes until they have the information they need. That's us fulfilling our job as a salesperson. Anyways, that's my answer to that. So Bert, you can go ahead. I just want to tell you that that's what I think.
Yeah, what happens is people don't pay attention. And because they don't pay attention, you don't have their attention. And because you don't have their attention, you can't really explain the value. And you had their attention yesterday, but you lost it. And so you got to go back and get it back again today. Okay. And so I think you go here. Here's a real simple answer to that is you take the lead to the maturation of the lead, which means you take it to its logical conclusion of either they buy something or they move on. And just because they didn't buy something today doesn't mean they won't buy something in the future. Okay. So to me, we had a 40 or 50,000 dollar contract on the table. I did a showcase for the event this week for a guy who's in the landscaping business. He told me he wanted to do it, need to meet with his sales manager. And I have followed up until I got an answer out of him. Okay. Cause I can't help a person until they commit to something. I can't deliver a service. I can't change a life. I can't help them. So to me, you know, I think you should remove a fear of being too much. And I always tell people, if you lose a deal because you follow up too much, then you never had a deal to begin with. And you can't lose something that you don't have. So if I follow up with Larry seven times and Larry says, look, I don't want to do business with you because you follow up too much, then me and Larry don't believe the same things.
When did you guys get here yesterday, right?
And what's going to happen is me and Larry are going to have conflict at some point.
Yeah, Bert, you know what I love what you said? You said, you know, hey, reaching out to people and saying, hey, I'm just checking in. Hey, I'm just following up. Like, we don't need that. Every time, try to have a little something to bring to the table. Maybe something about what they're reaching out about, how it could actually help their problem. Even if you only have 10 seconds, and if you can't get a hold of somebody, I can tell you this, people will miss phone calls, but they'll always get text messages. And you can send 15-second videos to anybody at any point in time and drop some bombs in 15 seconds to recreate interest. Yeah. So that's just an idea, you know, if you're not lazy.
Right. So let's go back to some basics of selling. I'm going to teach for about 20 minutes and Andy's going to teach. Here, let's go back to some basics. Okay. Objects at rest stay at rest unless acted on by an outside force. How many of y'all believe that? Okay. Objects in motion stay in motion unless acted on by an outside force. Okay. So busy and productive people are moving. It may be harder to get their attention, but they're paying attention. So if money changes hands when problems are solved, then my whole goal is to connect to people and connect to a large amount of people in a day to locate problems and then keep them in a forward position. So all day long, I'm talking to people, locating ambitions, locating problems, and then following up with people until we bring it to a close. Now, let me show you an interesting stat, Ben Berry. I inquired on a property in the mountains for $2.5 million last Friday. The real estate agent told me that their best mortgage originator, he was going to give me her personal number. I text her and said, I'm looking at a property for $2.5 million to do a retreat site at. And I already have these properties. Okay. This is what I do. I buy these properties and I want to cash flow these properties and do retreats at these properties. Okay. Today is Wednesday the 19th. I still have not heard back from her. from that text message. Now, this will be the same woman who says she can't close a mortgage. She's mad at the Fed. She's mad at the president. She's mad at whomever else. This is the same woman who has not even called me back when I described in the text message. So this is what happens. We devalue a lead. We don't work a lead to its maturation. Means we don't work a lead 7 to 15 touches. And then we say, I don't have enough leads. Okay. I had a sales guy come in one day, Andy, and tell me that his pipeline had dried up. I looked in my Stripe account and saw that 25,000 people had paid me over the last 5 years for something. 25,000. Okay. And he come into work one day and said, man, I just don't have any leads, man. I don't have a hit list. I don't have a farm club. I don't have anybody to call. And I said, hold on a second. You don't have anybody to call? We've sold 25,000 people something. And I said, how many people have you personally enrolled into my coaching programs? He said about 800. And I said, well, there's 800 people to call, plus the 25,000 in my Stripe account. There's never a shortage of people. There is a shortage of initiative, which would be called inertia, resistance to move. Okay, resistance to act. And when you don't feel that, you that's when you need to take action today. And I always say, when in doubt, take an action. So what does that mean? Touch somebody, follow up with somebody, email somebody, text message somebody. This is just pure contact sport. Okay. Now, I specifically want to tackle today, to Andy's point, when you do call people, bring them real value. So if I call Craig Capersa, I say, look, man, there's two strategies I've been thinking about how to improve the Rockbox retention rate, or there's two strategies I've been thinking about how you could get a lot of people to Rockbox at one time and sign up 10 members. He can take my advice or not take my advice, but that don't mean I don't call him with some kind of value. Does everybody see that? Okay. And so every time you call a person, we never say just checking in, just touching base, just thinking about you. Hey, two strategies I think you can use based on my past. Okay, there's 2 points. Okay, so I really want you to think about the unique value. So the question becomes, what I'm going to talk about today is what is prohibiting people from taking your call? And when a person doesn't take your phone call, what they're really doing is they're putting you in a supplicated position. And what they're really saying without saying it is that you do not create enough value for me to take your call. Okay. Now, let me give you an example. If Andy Elliott calls me, I answer. If Brad Lee calls me, I answer. Cardone calls me, I answer. Tim Grover calls me, I answer. And if I don't, I get right back to him. Everybody with me? I don't send them to voicemail because I know they're only going to call me if they have something of value to bring to me. Everybody see that? And they have elevated their status to where they're people of interest. And I wrote a book on this about how to become a person of interest. So people find you interesting. You're doing things. And because you're doing things, they know you would never waste their time because they don't have time to waste. You're not just calling to try to sell them a program. You're not just trying to call them to sell them something. You're bringing them value. So what would constitute that value in their mind? Okay. And I want you to write these things down because this is what raises your status. Okay. This is what raises your status in the marketplace. Okay. Number one, they see you as having a very valuable skill. Okay, people of interest value other people's skills. Okay, and so they look at you and they go, okay, this guy's got a real skill. When he calls, I'm answering. When she calls, I'm answering because they're going to give me something that's going to help me. Could be a connection, could be an idea, could be a strategy, could be a concept. Okay, so number one, they see you as having a very valuable skill that solves a very specific problem. Okay. See, I've never built a team like Andy has. I'm interested in how he's done it. I'm interested in how he's got to the revenue number he's gotten to in a short period of time. I'm interested in how he gets people to buy in. So if he calls me and says, look, man, there's three strategies I'm using to build this powerhouse team, I'm open to it. Cause I'm interested in it. I'm looking to attract stone cold crazy killers like he has. Everybody with me? So he knows something. And I'm like, you know what? What's he doing? I'm interested in knowing this. So if he calls me, I'm not going to push it to voicemail. I'm going to take it because I know he's got a very specific skill. Okay. So number one, the reason people take your call is because you're considered maybe the leading expert in something. And when you call, it's important. When you call, it's important. Okay. Number two, you have a very specific knowledge base. These two go hand in hand. Okay. They go hand in hand. If Ben Berry becomes the leading authority in the world at retreat sites, and he calls me and he says, look, I got a great retreat site, coach. It's incredibly priced. It's on the water in Georgia. See, I know he's got a very specific skill set. See, if it's just some general real estate agent calling me that doesn't specialize in something, it's just somebody that went to the MLS and tried to find something for me based on one phone call. They're not a real expert at retreat sites. Does that make sense? So you have a very specific knowledge and you have a very specific skill. That's why I talk a lot about Navy SEALs, because they have very specific skills. Okay. Number three thing that you have is you have a very high pre-drive that people recognize your work ethic. Okay. And it's real simple. You do what you say you're going to do. You follow up like you say you're going to follow up. You say please and thank you, and you're pleasant to deal with. Okay. People are watching your work ethic. And they're like, I got a respect for that work ethic. Okay. And I know we got a lot of car guys on here. And what I do is I look at when I'm dealing with the car guy, I'm like, does this guy respect himself? Does he show up like he said he was going to show up? Does he call me back like he said he's going to? Does he follow through? Does he add value? Does he take value? Does he stay in touch with me? Is it a friction point for me? Is he an asset or is he a liability? Okay. Now, a lot of car people think if I just solve problems for the person when he calls. So I had a Mercedes guy that was what I would call a reactive problem solver. Like if I called him, he would solve the problem. But the only time he ever called me is when he wanted me to introduce him to Brad Lee. So he called me and said, man, when is Brad Lee coming? I'd love to have dinner with you too. I'm like, well, man, what are you bringing to the equation here? You want us to take a night out of our time and have dinner with you for what? Like, what do we get out of this equation? Like, what are you bringing to the equation? Are you introducing me to other people? See, that's the wrong mindset. Like, I'm just going to take something from you. I just want to be introduced to somebody in your network. See, what he should have been doing is becoming my number one car guy, getting there, showing up at my events, investing in me as a person. Then if he said to me, hey, man, can I have dinner with you and Brad when he comes into town? Then I would have said, you know what? I'm open to that. But he kind of just came in to take. So what we're looking at is how do you create unique value in the marketplace so that people recognize your prey drive? So now you got a specific knowledge, solves a real problem. You got a specific skill. You got a high prey drive and a big engine, and other people respect your work ethic. You're very consistent in your actions. Okay. The next thing you have is a contagious confidence. Here's what I mean by that. I like being around you. I like being around you. You bring a positive energy to you. You don't bring a negative energy. You bring a positive energy. So you have a contagious confidence about you. When I'm with you, I feel better about me. Okay. It's like I walk away from the conversations going, man, that was a good conversation. You got me thinking. You stimulated my thought. You brought me some good energy. You encouraged me. Like this is good, right? Now, how many of y'all take those phone calls from people who do those things for you? How many of you would take my phone call if every time I called you, I just ask you for something? Hey, man, Hey man, can you introduce me to all your friends? Hey man, can you do this? Hey man, I'd love to have dinner with you. Hey man, can you do this? How many of y'all would take my phone call if that's how I called you? This is how some people call me. I'm sure, Andy, that's how some people call you. Okay. So my point is, bring something to the equation. What can I bring? An idea, a strategy, a connection, an encouragement. You see what I'm saying? Bring something. So you have a contagious confidence, and that confidence moves to a remarkable boldness. It moves to a remarkable boldness. Okay. People always go where they feel celebrated, not tolerated. Okay. They do not go where they feel tolerated. So when you talk to people, man, it's good to talk to you. I'm excited. How's it going? How's it working in your life? Here's three things I want to bring to the equation. Here's two ideas that I had to help you. Okay. Now that moves from contagious confidence to strong connections and deep networks. See, these are basically these are basically the ingredients of people of interest. Okay. You got deep networks of people to connect people to. And you're connecting them to opportunity. See, if you want to see how I do something, I make up my mind I'm going to go to Canada. I'm going to do a one-day event in Canada. I pick up the phone and I call people that I know in Canada and say, hey, man, I'm coming to Canada. You think we can put 50, 60, 100 people in a room? And they're like, man, I'd love to help you do that. Okay, good. That's how you build connections. Does everybody see that? Because those people know we're going to bring value to them. Okay, so if you were looking at your networks today, I call it the top 25. 25 deep and meaningful relationships. And you hang in there with each other. Like this will be, Andy and I are going to do these first two events together, but there's going to be other things that come out of this. I'm going to introduce him to people. He's going to introduce me to people. Our associations could bring all kinds of new relationships to each other. And every day I nurture those relationships. I nurture those relationships. Okay. Now, the final piece of this. So let's look at this. You got knowledge, you got skill, you got desire, you got confidence, you got likability, you got deep networks. Okay. And you're leveraging these assets you have to get you in front of more people, because you don't need more money, you need more people. Okay. And you're getting in front of people, and you're continuing to follow up with those people until the maturation of the lead, which means you bring the lead all the way to they either purchase or they move on. Everybody see that? But if I call Doug Baker, I don't waste Doug Baker's time. I call him in a high impact conversation. I bring him strategy and value, connection and energy. And I want Doug Baker to get off the phone and go, man, I love that little bald headed dude. Like he always brings energy to me. He always brings an idea to me. Man, I would go to Tennessee to meet him, to see him. You see where I'm going? Like that's the kind of impression. Wallace Wattles call it the impression of increase in the science of getting rich. Is people of interest give off an impression of increase. You know what I did with Craig Capersta, who's on here? The first time I put him on my private jet and flew him with me up to Cleveland, Ohio to see me speak. That's the first time Craig ever hung out with me. You think he's going to tell me no when I call him next time and ask him for a favor? No, he's not. Because I'm like, hey, man, come with me and go up here. If you want to spend time, let's just spend time on the plane together. Let's just hang out for a day. And that was a cool day. So my point is, I'm always thinking inclusion. Now, listen to what I'm about to tell you, because Andy's really good at this. I went to a church for 7 years where I was, like the church at Sardis says, you had a reputation for being alive, but you were dead. I went to a church for 7 years and nobody said one word to me. Okay, I sat there, I went through the motions, I'd go home and check it off. I went to church and it was more of an intellectual exercise. I finally had this big recommitment to my faith, spiritual awakening. And I told my wife, we got to go find another church where we're alive. Within 3 weeks of going to a new church, the pastor called me one day after service and he said, you got a lot of talent. God's given you a lot of talent. He said, I want to use you to influence men in the church. So I got a lot of business guys, and you're a business guy. I'm not a business guy. I want to use your talents here, coach. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think my engagement went up or down? Why? He included my talents. He engaged with me. So every day, I want you to think about how many people you touch today, how many people you talk to today, how many people you encourage today, how many people you followed up with today, how many of your current clients did you add value to today? And I want you to just ask this question. Did you bring real value to those people, or did you just try to sell them something? Was it transactional or was it transformational? Does it increase? Does it give them the impression of increase, or does it give them an impression of decrease? And if you're struggling to get people on the phone, it's what they're saying to you is, I don't know who you are, and you haven't created enough value for me to answer this phone call. And if you can't get their attention, then guess what you can't do? You can't help them. You can't exchange with them. Okay. Now, if they don't want to take your phone call, then maybe it's time to move on to somebody else and just say, hey, man, they're not interested, and go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. Because there's 7 billion people on planet Earth, and some of them are not interested. Okay. And that's okay. That's not rejection, by the way. Some will, some won't. So what? See, I changed my mind about rejection. There is no such thing as rejection. When I feel rejected, here's what I say. Thank you. I owe you. You put a little extra fuel in the tank for me, and I'm going to move on to the next person. Didn't hurt my feelings. It actually motivated me. Okay. So thank you. I owe you. I wrote an article on it today. So when you're thinking about becoming a person of interest, I just want you to really understand here, if people are not taking you serious, it's because you're not taking yourself serious and you have not elevated your status enough. And the market is looking at you going, man, there's just not enough value here for me to take time out of my day to talk to you. Come back to me when you create more value. And it's okay. It's an indicator. Okay. So the world watches indicators. So the last thing I'll say, and then I'll turn it over to Andy, is people don't know what you do. They don't know how you do it different. They don't know what unique value you can create if you don't tell them. So in today's world, you need to be documenting that and showing people what you do. And the way you do that's through social media, right? You document it. Okay. And then you show people, this is what I'm doing all day long. I'm working here. I'm coaching here. I'm traveling here. I'm doing this. And the world is watching you, and they're making an assessment. We had 75 people, Andy, apply last week to come work with me. And my wife was in charge first of vetting those people. You know, the first thing she did, she looked at every single person's social media. And she could cross them out right there by just looking at their social media, about how serious they were about their life, about, you know, and she's like, off the list, off the list, off the list, off the list. Because that's like your own website, is you're telling the market who you are there. And I'm like, if they whine, if they complain, if they make excuses, mark them off. If they don't present themselves well, mark them off. If they don't take themselves serious, mark them off. Because they're never going to be able to work with a guy like me if they don't even take themselves serious. That's step one. Okay. So I really want you to understand this concept of person of interest. I wrote a small book on it about how you raise your status in the market, but nothing raises your status faster than results. And the more results you get, the more people are going to take you serious. Okay. I don't know all of Andy's sales guys, but I do know the Macklin brothers because I've coached them. And here's the deal. When they call me, I take their call because they create value. They bring energy. They bring positivity. They never waste my time. Okay. So this is a skill. How many of you think this is a skill you need to get better at? Raise your hand, please. Okay. First sale you got to make every day is to your own self. So you are a person of interest. People are counting on you to show up and grow up. You create unique value based on your unique skill set. And somebody needs that value today. But you can't get discouraged when people don't. You just got to get better. Okay. Andy, let's teach them a skill.
Yeah, I'm ready to roll. By the way, hey, can we get a couple people to unmute and just tell us, hey, thanks, Coach Burt, for giving us a little bit extra skill. You know what? I love it when people say thank you. Come on, everybody give it up for Burt.
Thanks, Coach Burt.
Thank you, Coach Burt. Thank you, Coach Burt.
Thank you.
From one ball-headed guy to another.
Thank you.
I love it. See, that's what I'm talking about. And by the way, you know why these calls are worth it? These calls are worth it when people decide to take action. And hopefully what Burt's goal is for you to be able to make a decision. That's what we want. I want everybody to do me a favor. And this is a close, and I'm going to use it in a minute. But the decisions you made yesterday, that's how you have the life you have today, because of the decisions you made. The decisions you made last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, the decisions you made a week ago, that's the future. That's your life you have today. So if you want a different life tomorrow, if you want a different bank account tomorrow, you're going to have to make different decisions. That's it. It's easy. And that's the close. That's the close all the time. Whatever you have, if it brings good to people, you're going to tell them, this good that you're going to get from my product or my service, you can't have it unless you make a decision. And we wouldn't be having a conversation if you didn't want something to change, but nothing can change until a decision is made. Okay. So if they can't make a decision, Coach said last week, they don't have enough information, or maybe they don't like you. So I'm going to give you some tactical stuff to write down. And then Craig, I'm going to grab you and let's go through a call together, because Coach talked about calls, and let's go through a call. Okay. So everybody do me a favor, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. And I want you to start writing down five things. And I love what Coach said. He said basic principles about selling. So write down five basic principles to dominate selling. Okay. Now, number one, you're going to write down know your customer, because if you don't know your customer, you're an idiot, and you're not going to sell anybody anything if you don't know who they are. So number one, know your customer. And I'm going to tell you what to write down underneath know your customer. That's the point. That's number one. Write down 30-second conversation. I'm going to tell you what it means here in just a minute. Just write down 30-second conversation. Underneath that, write down be seen as the expert, the authority. You've got to be seen as the authority. You got to be on fire, man. Whatever it is you're doing, man, you got to make it seem like that's the only thing you want to do in life, and you're the expert at it. And dude, people are going to freaking dive in with you. They're going to lean in because they feel that. Okay? And by the way, write down, make a connection that others don't. Come on, man. Make a connection that others don't. Don't give me that little house on the prairie crap. Don't give me that I know my product. If you don't know people, you're going to get smoked by a guy like me that loves people, okay? And that's how I'm building the team, Coach. You said, how do we build this badass, uncommon team? It's simple. My guys have to love their customers. If they don't, they can't work for me, okay? And then one more underneath number one, right? Stay on track. I hear so many people in the beginning when they're trying to build rapport. I remember when I was a kid, there was a Jordan Belfort straight line selling system. It was 20 years ago. And I remember him drawing this line on the piece of paper. And he was like, dude, don't get off the line. And I thought, yeah, that makes sense. Because I'm going to get off track. And then we're going to quit talking about what's important to them. And then that's going to screw me. So stay on track. So everybody, number one, know your customer, 30-second conversation. I'm going to go through this live with you here in a minute, okay? Be seen as the expert, the authority. Make a connection others can't, stay on track. Number two, write this down. I'm going to give you the five, and then Craig, me and you are going to take a phone call together. I'm going to call you and hit you with the little ring, ring, okay? So number two, know what your customer wants. This is big. Know what the customer wants, okay? Underneath that, write down dominant buying motive. That just means, like, if Craig entered in a lead about fitness, my goal is that, like, you know, when I got to know Craig in a minute, is he like 30 pounds overweight and he's wanting to get in, you know, like a flat stomach and get in good shape and be healthy for his kids? Or does he already have a flat stomach? He's already healthy and he's looking for that edge and he wants that six pack because he saw me in that video, you know what I mean? Jamming out. You know, what does he want? What is his dominant buying motive? When he looks in the mirror, if I'm a fitness program, what is it that his itch? What is his itch so I can scratch it? Okay. That's going to be dominant buying motive. Number two, okay, underneath the know what your customer wants, write down, listen to their emotional side. And I'm going to tell you, if you'll listen carefully, people will give you things that really irritate them. And I love that coach said, the bigger the problem you can solve, the more money you can make. Because damn, that's the truth. And I'm going to tell you what I mean, and I'll go through it with Craig here in a minute. If I was going to sell a month-to-month agreement, if I was going to sell, you know, somebody who's like, man, I've been trying to do this for a long time and I haven't been able to get it done, I'm like, dude, listen to me. You're not trying to change your life for a day. You're trying to change your life for the rest of your life. Am I right or right? This isn't something that you want for a little bit. This is something you want forever. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're ready for that dream body and you don't ever want to give it up again, do you? And then the guy's going to say, yeah. So I'm going to sell him a 3-year coaching package right there because he's committed and he's not interested. Okay. So I'm going to drive it home with understanding that this guy doesn't want to go back, and I'm going to sell him a bigger package, which also benefits him because he has been wavering on his decision-making abilities lately. Okay. Now, what problem are they trying to solve? When I said, know what your customer wants, write down, what problem are they trying to solve? It's very easy. You know, what's funny is I hear a lot of people trying to sell people stuff because they have products, but they don't even know why people want it. And they honestly don't even know what bothers them the most. Your goal is to find out what is irritating the piss out of somebody. Okay. Because that right there is the dominant buying motive. That is the one that you want to find. All of it matters, but I assure you in the close, that one is going to be your lethal edge. All right. Number three. Okay. Will this be benefiting just them, or will it be benefiting them and their family? Okay, you need to know this because at the end, when you go for the ask, when you go for the close, you're going to be like, Craig, listen to me. Obviously, you're an amazing man, and I know that you got that you're a father of an amazing woman, and you've got 3 children. So Craig, when you make these changes, not only are you going to look in the mirror and love who you see and who you are and how you feel, which is directly going to change their life and the way that you treat them, but also they're going to start to admire you and your children and look up to you as your hero. And see, I'm going to tie in the family. Okay. So write that down. Will this be benefiting just them or their loved one and family? And do me a favor. Underneath that, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to write down imagery closing. Call it painting pictures, call it telling stories. I call it imagery closing because I'm going to paint an image. An image. I'm going to paint a picture of what their life looks like now. Write that down. I'm going to paint a picture of what their life looks like now. And then that way they understand that I get what they're going through. Did you guys know that if you could tell somebody what they're feeling and what they're going through before they even told you, they're just like, what do I need to do? Like, you get it. That's your goal. By the way, understand this. There's grandmaster closers. They play chess. They don't play checkers. And then back and forth. Okay. They're 5 steps ahead, 10 steps ahead, 15 steps ahead of everybody at all times. Number four, write this down. Remember, I said, I'm going to give you the 5 and I'm going to make the call. So I hope you guys are writing. Okay. Number 5 is going to be, how long have they been trying to solve this problem? That is so big. That is so big. People freaking miss that. Did they just wake up today and realize today they got a problem and it's pissing them off? Or have they been exhausted, almost giving up, that they thought that this was ever going to get fixed? Okay. Maybe they've spent money with other people hoping they were going to solve it and they got let down. Okay. Maybe they haven't done anything. And honestly, they didn't think that maybe they were even qualified for this to happen to them. Okay. So how long have they been trying to solve this problem? I want you to say this, write this down. Okay. And by the way, I'm going to tell you what it is, but it's not the word track. Okay. Agree that problems like the one they're going through, they are nightmares. Okay. Hey, listen, hey, Craig, I totally get it. Listen, what you're telling me right now, dude, it's nightmare land. I get it, dude. I'm going to tell you, I've been in your shoes before. Matter of fact, I was coaching a guy, his name's Robert, about 6 months ago. He said the same thing word for word. I swear to God, he'd be your twin brother if you guys were on the same call. But let me tell you what Robert's doing now. And then boom, baby, we're going to pivot back into telling a story about what's changed. But when I tell the story of what's going on with Craig and I can nail it on the phone, then guess what? They're going to believe in it. And then also, like I said, I'm going to agree that problems like them are nightmare problems and that they're tough problems, but you're going to say, but, or however, okay, you know, a little blueprint on how to fix it. And I want you to do me a favor. I want you to write down a couple things. Write down turning decades into days. Listen, Craig, I know what you're going to. It's an awful situation, but you know what? It's not going to stay awful. You know why? Because I know a little blueprint to fix your problem. It's proven. It's a proven method. And I'm going to tell you, Craig, do you like fast wins? Do you like to win fast? Yes, I do, Andy. Do you want to turn decades into days? Do you want to do what most people take decades to make happen? And you want to do it in days? Yeah? Okay. All right. You ready to compress time frames, Craig? Yep. Good. Good. And then you're talking to the right person that knows the plan. All right. You guys getting it? You're the solution to their problem. Let them know it. Number five, you're going to ask for the close. This is so important. I want you to write something down. I want you to write down, I can guarantee, Craig, I can guarantee, and you're going to say two things. If you don't do this, nothing's going to change. And we know that because a decision hasn't been made. A new plan hasn't been put in place. People don't plan to fail, Craig. They fail to plan. There's not a new plan. Nothing can change. You're guaranteed to stay the same. But also, Craig, I can guarantee that things will change. Okay? As long as you can make a decision. Now, Craig, I want to ask you a question. Everybody write this down. Are you committed or interested? Are you interested in solving this problem? Or are you committed to solving this problem? And I'm going to ask this question after I've already done my job through the whole entire process. And Craig's going to say committed. And I'm going to say, Craig, I like that. You know why? Because there's a shortage of commitment in this world. And a lot of people say they want something, but they don't really want it. You know why? Because dreams come with a price. And if you're not willing to pay the price, you don't get the dream. Okay. Now, I want you to finish it with one final deal. Craig, if I could fix that problem that you're wanting to fix, what would that be worth to you? Everybody write this down. Craig, Mr. Customer, Ms. Johnson, Mr. Burt, if I could fix that problem, what would that be worth to you? And don't let them answer it. You answer it. You say everything, right? And they're going to say, yeah. You say, hey, Craig, so listen to me. You say you've been wanting to get that edge. You've been wanting to get that six pack. You're 43 years old. You've been wanting to run like you're 22 again. And you can, Craig. And I know how to make it happen. But I'm going to ask you a question, Craig. If I could get you that six pack, what would that be worth to you? Everything, right? Right? Everything, right?
Right.
He's like, right. And I say, good, Craig. But it's not going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you $649 and you're going to stay committed and I'm going to hold you accountable and welcome to your new life. There's the day you're born, the day you die, and the day your life changes forever. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the inner circle. Craig, what's the email account you want this registered with? Craig, what's the last four on the card? I can do whatever I want at that point and then I'll move into the billing. Okay. Now I want to tell everybody on this call does different things, okay? I could do an automotive call. I could do a health fitness call. I could do an insurance call. I could do any call I want. But that's kind of the basics. You got to know your customer. And I listen. Now, Craig, did you kind of take some notes with me a little bit as we went down it?
Brother, I've been in sales mode the whole time before this call, and I'm ready to go call right now. I'm about to hang this up and start calling. So,
okay, Craig, let's run through this real quick. Okay. So let's say Craig submitted some information about maybe getting in health. Craig, give me a typical lead that comes in. Is it like, hey, tell me some information about the gym? Is that kind of what it's about?
Why don't we do a quick poll? You guys have like 10 seconds to tell me your industries. Cause we could do anything. I think the gym's a little easy. And I think I'm like one of the few on the gym.
I could do any. Somebody tell somebody to give me an industry.
Hurry up. Come on. Go.
Come on, guys.
Real estate.
Legal.
Lethal real estate. Would you say lethal?
Yes.
Yeah, lethal. Like killing people.
Legal.
I'm just kidding. I was joking.
All right.
I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Real estate, Andy.
Okay. So listen, somebody's trying to buy a property. Is that right or what?
Yes.
Or you want to?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it okay? Somebody's requesting some information about properties. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen, there's really not a close on this unless it's face to face, because that would be me actually going out to a property and showing it to you. And then I would say something along the lines, you know, real estate's kind of like a car dealership. Remember when you could land a 747 airplane on most car dealerships lots because they didn't have any inventory? Well, that's kind of the same in the real estate market right now. Okay. So our goal is when we look at these houses and we find something, just understand 6 months ago, houses were going in a bidding war anywhere from $100,000 to $500,000 more than they were going for. So if we find a house, which obviously this house, that's even 80% of the standards that you want, we want to jump on it now. And I'll ensure you with how quick I am with getting things done and how close I am to my buyers, I'm going to swoop in and get this done before we get caught in any bidding war. Is that fair? Guys, I think we should move on this house based on the information that you gave me, X, Y, and Z. Right now is the best time as a consumer to make a deal, right? And then, and by the way, that's how I would move through. I would create urgency, okay? But playing a phone call, let's go through the legal woman. Because real estate, Craig, you can't just close on the spot. But although I can do what he's doing, and I'll be happy to do that at the lodge. But like, if it's talking about it's a home and he gives me an objection, then I can show him how to overcome that objection. Right. Yeah, a lot of the times people need some, does that make sense? Like people need someone there with them to give them reasons and excuses why they should say yes. A lot of people are incapable of really reasoning with themselves and thinking. And a lot of the time, a confused mind does nothing. So whenever people start overthinking, they're getting confused and they're about to do nothing. So that's where the freaking real estate is.
Andy, I'm saying a couple insurance and Jim Morris brought a good one, selling tickets to an event. Because, that's probably something that we...
Let's go to him. Let's go to him. Let's just role play with him. Where's that guy at? Put him on.
Jim, come on up.
Andy, Craig.
Up, Jimbo, tell me what the ticket's for. Tell me what the event's for. Just 10 seconds.
Sales and marketing.
Okay. All right. And these are individuals or business owners or both?
Both.
Okay, cool. Jim, are you ready? Hey, Jim, what's going on? It's Andy Elliott down here at the Elliott Group. Hey, we just wanted to reach out to you real quick. You're requesting some information about leveling up in sales and marketing and crushing and killing it and having the best year of your life. Is that right?
Yeah. I'd love to have a great year.
Yeah, Jim, my man, my brother from another mother. Listen, hey, I wanted to ask you a question real quick before we get started because I want to give you some information. 30-second conversation, Jim. Tell me, is this for yourself? Do you own your own business or do you work for another company and you're looking to really be the needle mover in that company? Which one?
This is going to be for myself. I own my own business.
For yourself, you own your own business. My man, that's the way to go. I love entrepreneurs, man. You're family already. Now, number one, Jim, 30-second conversation. Tell me about yourself. Wife, kids, family, how old are you? How long you been in business? Just wrap it out.
Talk 33. One child, married.
33, one child, married.
Been in business,
okay, cool.
5 years.
5 years, where do you live?
Nashville.
Cool, love it. Nashville, what'd you earn last year? Did you bust $1 million? Did you bust $5 million when doing $10 million? Or are we still in the six-figure brackets, or we're working our way up? Which one?
Six figures.
Not that it matters, but at the end of the day, we're going to go big, and that's why we're having the call. Am I right or right?
You're right.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right. So listen, so it sounds to me like what you want is that you're trying to move from being a small business owner to a big business owner. And we know that the key to sales is marketing. And in marketing, until you have a conversation with somebody, there's really is no selling going on, right? So your goal is you want to generate more leads and you probably want help building your sales team to be able to have these conversations to convert at a high level and also talk about CRM systems and processes that can work behind the scenes, behind your sales teams, offering discounts to these tickets, picking up more sales. Is that right? I mean, you're wanting to kill it all the way around, right?
Yeah, the goal is to generate more revenue.
Yeah, sell more business. Make more. Am I right? Yeah, sell more, make more. Okay. So bottom line is that Jim, I've got a ticket and you're my client because you're a business owner that wants sales and marketing. Does that make sense, Jim?
Yep.
Okay, Jim. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you this. When you come to this event, Jim, what were you hoping to get out of it? Let's say hypothetically you came. When you left, what problem were you wanting to solve? Would it be more leads, or would it be a higher conversion on the sell side, or both? And I know the common sense answer is both, but which one's really bleeding you the most right now?
Can you say that again, Andy? You broke up a little bit.
Okay, my bad. Is it cut out, or is that okay?
Might have been me. I just switched over to another Wi-Fi.
All right. Listen, so what I said is that, tell me, what is it that's really your dominant, most important thing that's on your heart? What is on the forefront of your mind? Generating more leads because you have a team ready to roll? Or is it converting at a higher level because the leads that are coming in now, it seems like your sales team isn't producing enough revenue with those leads? If we had to start with one, which one would it be?
It would be converting.
Converting. So basically what we know is that you're running ads, or you're getting on social media, you're generating either cold or hot or in market leads, but your sales team don't know how to convert those, which means they probably really don't know how to articulate their words to get their point across to the people that are on the other end of the phone, because they want to make a decision. They wouldn't have filled out any information. So they're wanting something, but the problem is they're probably ended up at someone else's event. That's it. Okay. So that's my main deal, Jim. At that point, I'm going to figure out what is your biggest pain point. And your biggest pain point, if you're a business owner and you want to convert at higher leads, you're going to need to have a badass sales team. And by the way, when you come to this event, we are going to show you the 5 ways that you can convert on the phone or in person, which it sounds like you probably do it on phone. And then if your guys can't do it on a phone, we're going to give you the 15 emails to drip on your people after the fact to ensure that they end up buying, so they don't get out of the buying cycle. Because like Coach Bird said, it takes 7 to 15 touches, and we know your sales team ain't going to do 7 to 15 follow-ups. So this ticket, this cost of this ticket, right? I'm going to paint a picture. This cost of this ticket is going to be $19.97, which, by the way, if you're making 6 figures a year right now and you want to make $1 million or 5 million or 10 million, when you go to look at $10 million, $2,000 isn't nothing. You spend more money in your business on toilet paper than that if you could get to that big number. Now, I know this, the way that life is created is that people that put these events on, like the one that I'm putting on, we run $120 million a year. So if we run $120 million a year and we've been in business 3 years and you're making 6 figures a year and you're wanting to convert, all you need to do is get in close proximity. I need to let you look into my business and show you what other people don't get to see. And then my question back to you would be, if I showed you that, would you be willing to be committed to do the work and go back and train your team? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So here's what I've learned. The life that you have today was based off the decisions you made yesterday. One day you quit working for somebody, then you started your own job, and then you went to work for yourself, and now you have this beautiful life now. And then when you look around and you realize that there is no limit to money in this world, and there's literally 8 billion people, you're like, oh my God, now's my time to really crush it and kill it. Now, remember you told me about your wife and your son? I'm positive and I'm sure that you want to spend as much time with them as possible. But when you're starting a business, it's really hectic and it's probably hard to get away and spend time with them. And you've been probably making a lot of blind promises to your wife about, babe, give me 3 years. Let me go grind. The kids are young and we're going to look up in 3 years and we're going to have everything we want. And I bet you're feeling that you're going to look up in 3 years. You'll be farther along than you thought you were going to be. But it was probably going to be a false promise because there's a lot more work needed to be done in order to get to keep that promise. And we've all made that promise as men. That's why I'm going to tell you this. What we're doing, Jim, is that we're going to turn decades into days at this conference. We're going to show you how to do what would have taken you 20 years to do, and you're going to do it in the next 3 months. Now, listen, Jim, if this is what you're wanting, is to be in a room with people that have gone where you want to go. There's who you are and there's where you want to go and what you're willing to sacrifice. And you know what? You probably blow $2,000 a day and a sales guy not being able to take the call right. And that's per day. And if your team's working 20 days in a month, well, you just do the math. If that's just one sell a day, for $19.97, you can have a ticket and then you can be here with us. And I'm going to tell you, you probably think that your problem can't be solved, or you probably think it can, but you don't know who it'll be with. Here's what I want to tell you. Stop thinking and take action. You wouldn't have requested some information to us if you wouldn't have believed we were somebody that could fix your problem. With me being with you on the phone right now, there's going to be a limited amount of people that are going to be at this event. If you can get in this room for $2,000 and you can leave and execute at a high level and physically do what you're doing now, but with this new information, number one, you're going to be the trainer and the coach for your sales team. You're going to be able to convert at a high rate because your team's going to watch you do it. And by the way, Jim, if you can't close deals, you can't tell your people to close deals because they're not going to do anything that you can't do yourself. Would you agree, Jim? It's the leader's job to self-lead first. Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. So you're going to be here with me. I'm going to show you how to close and be unstoppable. I'm going to call it training the trainer, Jim. And then you're going to go back to your team and then you're going to train them. Jim, I'm going to tell you this. There was the day you're born, the day you die, and the day your life changes forever. And you know what? What if you don't buy the ticket? Well, we know exactly what you have. You have exactly what you have now. But what if you do? And what if I'm right? And I am. And as long as you're willing to be committed and show up, which is the hardest part because a lot of people can't seem to do it nowadays because there's a massive shortage of commitment in this world, your life's going to change forever. And you know what? Your wife's going to admire you and your children are going to look up to you and they're going to be your hero. And you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be so proud of yourself. So Jim, from a man of myself, from three kids and a wife that has become a multimillionaire from making decisions and taking action with people that wanted to push me, Jim, I don't see anybody else. I don't see anybody else in the room trying to grow your business. Okay. But we want to. So the ticket's $19.97. You can wipe your ass with this. And by the way, if I could take you to making $5-10 million a year, what would that be worth to you? Everything, right? Right?
100%.
Well, Jim, I don't need everything. $19.97 is all it costs for the fee. You get to keep the rest of the profit. Now, Jim, what's the email address you want the ticket registered with so I can send over your confirmation? That way, when you get here, we know who you are. And that's it. And this is a conversation we have every day. And I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what you do, but I'm going to tell you what I'm really good at doing. If a lead comes in or if I cold call somebody, I know my business better than anyone else. So you know what I do? I ask them in a 30-second conversation, tell me about yourself. And they're going to tell me about themselves. And then I'm going to paint the picture of their life back to them. So Jim, basically, you don't even have to tell me, but I know that you're working either 15 or 20 hours a day. You're grinding to keep your business up. You're making a lot of money. You've had some ups, you've had some downs, but you just don't have the right team and you wish your team cared as much as you do. Am I correct, Jim?
Correct.
Yeah, well, we can fix that right now, Jim. Are you ready to fix that problem or do we just want to talk about it? Because I'm an answer finder. I'm a solution giver. Isn't that why we got in contact?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. So you're on the phone with the right person. That's all you're going to do. And then by the way, Jim, usually the guy that's selling the tickets, you're selling the tickets for someone else. Am I right? Or is it to your own event?
It's my own event.
Okay. So, but do you sell tickets to your own event?
I do right now. Yes. For this conference I'm going to have this year. Okay, so it'll be Jim, me and a small team.
Yeah, Jim. So let me tell you something. I book out 500 tickets a month to my own event, right? I took all the calls in the beginning on my own because I had to be the one that took the call. So I sold me. Jim, the easiest thing in the world is to sell someone else. If I had to sell Coach Burt, dude, I could sell Coach Burt. If I had to sell Brad Lee, I could sell Brad Lee. If I had to sell Grant Cardone, selling yourself is always a grind. And I'm going to tell you why, Jim. Because people feel like if they can talk to you on the phone, you and they're coming to your event. Well, you're not that important because I can get you on the phone. Does that make sense, Jim?
It does make sense. Yep.
Yes, Jim, there's something that's called isolation that your team needs to be absolute badasses and then they need to be the best so they can say, dude, when you know what Andy Elliott knows, are you freaking kidding me? Dude, your life's going to be changed forever. Dude, once Jim teaches you what he knows, it's over, man. Dude, literally, when you leave this event, we're going to give you a new birth certificate because we're going to give you a new name. You're not even going to be the same person, Jim. I'm not even going to call you Jim anymore. Okay. New birth certificates are going to be printed. That's how much change is going to happen. Now, Jim, you can't say that about yourself. Someone needs to say that about you, and that makes you worth more. That's why I have a team of 50 killers. But anyways, Jim, did you kind of get the process, Craig? Did you see the process of kind of how we taught this? Here's what I like to do. I'm going to tell you how I teach. Okay. I get in the middle of a room and I run a curriculum. I work your brain. I challenge the premises from all, which is what Bert talked about last week. I challenge every different angle that someone could attack you at. And then literally I show you how to freaking close it down no matter what and hijack their brain. And by the way, listen, you know what I love? Everybody on this call, do one thing, just one thing. Just write down how much money you have in your ATM on a piece of paper. And then write down how much you have in liquid assets. And then write down how much debt you have. And this isn't the pitch, but I'm going to tell you something. I just talked to Coach Burt yesterday on the phone. I was traveling from Detroit and now I'm in Salt Lake. I'm sitting out in a van in the parking lot because our whole team is in here. We're going to go make $1 million in 2 days in this event. And I'm going to tell you something. I told Coach Burt yesterday, humbly, I said, Coach, I need you to train me. I said, I know a lot of stuff and I'm really good at a lot of things. But dude, I got so much more to grow. I got so much freaking more. I was like, I need you to coach me. And you know what? I just pray, man, that everybody right now that's gone through this 4-week webinar, and I'm going to turn it over to Coach, but I really pray that you guys like look at your ATM account, look at your liquid assets, you know, like look at the debt you have and be like, dude, like, is this where I want to be? And if the answer is no, you need to go get in another room and go get in a room with us. And that's it, because we'll teach you how to freaking rock it. And if you don't do anything, I can show you what your future will look like tomorrow by the decisions you make today. It's not a close, it's the truth. So anyways, I hope that helps. By the way, can I say something real quick? I wanted to tell everybody at the event, I wrote down some stuff that I'm going to be covering. Is that cool? Hey, can I cover it real quick, Craig? And I hand it to Bert. Is that cool? Can I hand it to Coach?
We got him.
Okay. Here's what I did. Number one, how to be a public speaker. You know what? A lot of you guys don't know how to talk. I'm just going to be honest with you, and I'm not rude, but a lot of you just don't know how to talk. Okay. Yeah. You know how to talk to your kids. You know how to talk to your family. You know how to talk to somebody. You don't know how to hype someone up and make someone want to do something right now. Okay. So how to be a public speaker. I'm going to be covering that. How to use your voice, how to use your hands, how to use your posture, how to use rate of speech. I use rate of speech all the time to close deals. I know when to slow down. I know when to speed up, man. Okay. Rate of speech is a big one for me. I know how to articulate words, how to sell, and how to close. Okay. How to use new language. All right. If you're using the same language as your competition, I don't care if you think you're different, you're the same. And that's the reason why you're getting the same results and why you're not growing. Okay. My company grows every month by a minimum of $1 million. And we've managed to make this happen. And it's the craziest thing. And everybody keeps telling me I'm getting lucky, but I don't think I'm getting lucky. I'm building killers. Okay. Now listen, how you close face to face and on the phone. I'm going to cover that at this event, how to close face to face and how to close on the phone, how to control any customer and how to lead them. That's a big one to me. How to build instant rapport with anyone and master anyone. And by the way, instant rapport, a lot of you guys can't do that. I love what Coach Burt said. He says, being the most interesting person in the room, nobody's going to want to listen to you if you're not the most interesting person in the room. And if you don't have anything interesting to say, a lot of you, you think you understand what that means, but your bank account tells us differently. Not being rude. I love you guys. Just being honest. Okay. You guys need to know what we know. Okay. How to present any offer and close it for all the money without negotiating down. A lot of you guys keep giving up the dough. How to convert 70 to 80% at all times. People will tell you that's not possible. I'll tell you that they're not good enough. Okay. How to build an unstoppable sales team. Whatever you can do on your own, that's amazing. Now let's go build 100 killers to go do it behind you. Okay. Now we're talking about some real dough. Now the cash cow has entered the room. Okay. How to overcome any objection. And by the way, not divert. Not divert, Craig. not divert. Divert's change the subject. Overcome is to overcome, put it to bed, and move on with them. And then they feel good in their stomach. Okay, yeah, you know what? Let's go ahead and wrap that up. Okay? And then there's two more. My bad, there's actually one more. How to create massive urgency when selling without using pressure. Dude, I've got a way that I can sell without ever bringing pressure that's dangerous. So anyways, I'm going to hand it to Coach Burr. I just want to tell you guys, I've never done these webinar deals. And I told Craig and I told Burr, and I love giving free value. I drop a YouTube video a day on YouTube. I do all this stuff. But you know what I learned? This is what I've learned. And I'm going to tell you why I've never done these is because I put out YouTube videos that are really good training and I put them out for free. You know why? Because there's a lot of people that'll see something that'll change their life and they'll just click, click, next, click, next, click. And they're never going to do anything. They have all the information in the world and yet they have the same shitty life or their life doesn't change. And by the way, if you go home and you're burned out and you don't have energy and you're not bringing special energy home for your family and you're not on fire for what you do, why don't you get around some people that do? Okay. And then you can steal that from them. And then you can go home and your freaking family can have the best person in their life. You'll be infectious to them. And that's the good stuff in life. And you're going to get paid like no other. So I just wanted to tell you that my life changed when I started getting around face to face with other people. I don't want to talk to Craig about working out. I want to go work out with Craig. I don't want to talk to Coach about business. I want to go sit in front of Coach's face and I want to talk about business because sometimes I just seem to get it a little bit better that way. And I got ADD, so it's better for me. And guess what? Those of you that are introverted and you're sitting on your butt and you know you need to make a change, dude, give up your freaking $1,500 and quit being weak and go to the event and freaking test yourself. You're worth it, right? Don't expect no one else to make a decision if you can't make decisions for yourself. So anyways, love you guys. I'm just telling you from my heart, I see people that don't have what they want and it's like driving a stake through it. Okay. So anyways, you can turn it over to Coach Burt, Craig.
Before you go, great stuff, Andy. Before you go, there's a bunch of stuff I put in the comments over there. So check it out. We have summit tickets. So that's where you're going to go to get those things. You see who's going to take action. You also have Andy's team going to be doing coaching calls as well as our team as well. There's both. We're kind of split this up. So these are discovery calls, guys. This is like looking under the hood of your business, finding out the missing structures and just seeing what you're not seeing. A lot of times it's good to get an outside perspective of what's going on in your business. If you're truthful and honest and you actually tell the truth about what's going on, somebody might be able to give you some insights that you don't see yourself and you might be able to grow. So yes, they're going to probably pitch you the summit or something else, but you know what? Go and learn, see what they're doing. Take something away. Everyone's here to do sales, learn, write it down. And the only way you get the damn replays, I'm telling you, is if you get the coaching call or you show up to the summit. So I know you didn't.
Yeah. And by the way, hey, I was trying. Yeah. And can I say something, Craig? You know, Bert doesn't do sales. He doesn't. No, he is a animal at sales, but he doesn't do sales. Bert is always coaching on everything under the sun. And why he created the Sales Revenue Summit, it's almost disappointing when I see some of his people that have went to a lot of his events and they haven't gone to a sales deal because he hadn't talked sales a whole lot. And now he's going to really unfold all of his inside sales. And dude, I'm going to tell you, if I wasn't there with him, I would have paid. Just so you know, Craig, a couple months back, I mean, we spent $6,000 a ticket for my guys to go down to Bert and train. You know why? Because they freaking are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And they weren't great. They were underdogs. They were hungry and wanted an opportunity. Okay? I don't know what it is about people getting older and growing up and holding onto their money. But dude, you're an idiot if you're holding onto your money. You're dumb. You're stupid. You need to go freaking spend it so you can use it to go make you more money and become smarter. The only way to wealth is through self-education. There is something crazy that happens when you get in the room with people that are freaking alive with life and that want to win. There is something crazy that happens. And that craziness comes into you. And then you walk back into your house when you get home and your wife's like, damn, babe, what's up? What's going on? And you're like, babe, I was asleep. I didn't even know, you know, and I'm just telling you, like, Like it's heartbreaking. Yeah. If anybody doesn't go and they could have, because we're going to sell the rest of the tickets. And if you've been with us for 4 weeks, I'm just calling you out and saying, dude, you're dumb. And you say, Andy said I was dumb. You are. For $1,500, you could go train for 2 days with Bert and Andy and freaking be there with the whole team out in a badass lodge. Are you kidding me?
Let me say this, Andy, and I love the energy, man. I'm looking forward to you coming in town because we're going to beat you up in a good workout anyway. We're going
to
have that
going. Yeah, I love it. I'm ready to get smoked.
I'll say this. There is something I was learning as well. I'm always coaching. I'm always learning. I'm always, you know, someone who's reinvesting into my self-education. But there's a gap that grows. So how many of you, raise your hands, have a business where you have people underneath you? Put them up there. Sure, right? Like most of us have a business where we're somewhat of the leader, right? We're here because we're showing up and we're developing ourselves. Well, what happens is you develop such a gap between you and the person next to you that you hold all the information. I think what I find infectious about Andy is how his leadership is developed, what he's done to transfer what he knows into his people. A lot of times people like me, I've had to question my leadership lately because I'm like, I am so far gapped between me and the next person in any of my companies that it's like, yep. I can't help them. It's like, it's all up here. So it's like, I'm learning how to do the transfer of that. And this event, I think you're going to get that. So it's not just going to be sales. I know there's going to be a big portion of leadership and everything else. So just something to consider. If you're always the person buying these things, showing up on webinars, learning and developing, and you're not pouring into your team, you got some growing to do.
Yeah, Craig, you said something great, and we'll finish the call here, is that I'll tell you that, by the way, my goal is to build my team to replace me. That is my goal. That is my goal. And if you're just learning for you, I think that's awesome what you just said, because, you know, every day my goal is to make my team 10 times better than me. I want them better than me. I want them to do what I'm doing, and I want them to want to replace me. And I'm getting close. And I'm telling you, if anybody right now has someone in their company that they would like for them to level up and go to another level, I promise you, imagine the amount of revenue you would pick up by sending them to this event with some fire-breathing dragons. And that way, when they go back home, they could run your company or run harder for you or do more. Buy them a ticket and invest in them. Training has the highest ROI when done effectively. Okay. And I promise you, there's no one better than they could train with than us. So anyways, much love. I'm just telling everybody, if you ain't got your ticket, go get it. Click on it in the link. Don't even think. Okay. It's like that TED Talk deal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You talked yourself out of it. There you go again. While you got paralyzed with fear, someone else took action. Right? Right, Bert?
Yeah. I think we'll close this with this today. You said something. Here's what I would challenge you guys. I actually think that the person that picked up the most stuff that could regurgitate back what I taught in these 4 weeks on this call the most is Andy Elliott. I actually believe that he retained more information of what I taught over the last 4 weeks and could tell it back to me as he referenced it. Now, what does that tell you guys? What does that tell you? Okay. He and I are coachable. And he said something during the talk I want to close with today is there's a message. I wrote it down. There's a massive shortage of commitment. There is no massive shortage of leads. There's no massive shortage of opportunity. There is no massive shortage of money. There is a massive shortage of people who commit to their future and back that commitment up with time, energy, money, and resource. Okay. We had a person tell Ryan Hall on my team today that Saturdays wasn't a good day for some of the car dealers to come and train. And here's what I said. If Garth Brooks was coming to Nashville, do you tell Garth Brooks, if he came on Tuesday night and he only comes once a year, would you tell him to come on Saturday just for you? No, you wouldn't. You'd go see him, for God's sakes. So you gotta rethink how you're thinking. And you gotta start saying, if I'm not getting the results I want, could it be that I need to get in a room with some people who know how to do this at a higher level? Okay. And if I learn just anything, whether it be the actual information or just being in a room and around people who are playing at a much higher level than you, you're going to walk out of there with that impression of increase that I talked about. And if you can't make $1,500 back from coming to spend 2 days with Andy Elliott and I, then we need to, we need to rethink the whole thing. Okay. And for Jim, that's exactly what I would say, man. There's a big difference watching something online and actually being in a room with people. Okay. And actually being trained by people versus watching their videos or YouTube or Zooms. Or when I ask people, how do you train the best? They all tell me the same thing: in person and immersive. Okay. 99% of the time, that's what they tell me. Okay. So what you got to say is, here's your opportunity to get in the room for 1 day, for 2 days, and get the training you need to go make the money you would like to make. Okay. And we'll show up and give you everything we got. I guarantee it. Okay. So everything we're going to cover, sales, everything from how do you explain value? How do you locate a problem? How do you follow up? How do you convert? How do you engage? How do you generate referrals? How do you get people on the phone? To everything Andy said is what we're going to be covering over that 2 day cycle. And there's no way you can't get better. So if you're thinking about it, there's two things you can do. One, get into action. When in doubt, take an action. Click on the link. I know Tony Thornhill just told me he took action. So congratulations on that. Book a call with one of our coaches. Just talk about what you're doing and what you're trying to do, guys. But this is to get your revenue up. And Andy's right. I don't do a lot on strictly on revenue. Okay. I don't do a lot on nothing but sales and revenue. This is one of the only times I'm going to do a sales summit that's on nothing but revenue. And that's the number one thing you need to be focused on right now in your business. How do you figure out how to generate leads and money right now in this economy? That's what you need to be figuring out. Okay. And so I want to invite you. I encourage you, come spend time with us for 2 days. It's going to be a great 2 days. And you can book a call with your coach, Craig, if you'll post that link. Or some of you have seen enough to make a decision, which means kill something off. And just get in a room with us for 2 days, man. And I promise you, you will get increase in your life like you cannot imagine. Okay. And you're going to leave more equipped, more focused, more ready, and more confident. I do know that. So thank you for a great 4 week series. Book a call with the coach. I'll see you at the lodge coming up. And we're going to make it a great 2 days for you. Okay. And remember, you don't ask Garth Brooks to come on Saturday if he's coming on Tuesday night. All right. You just go to the concert on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you guys, one thing real quick on the close, if you have teams like five or more, some of that coach said we there's probably some special things we could do, but you got to book a call with those guys just to have a conversation. Obviously they're going to run you through the ringer of like, you know, trying to get there, but they're going to give you some coaching too. So if you're considering it, I would jump on the call, hey, just to even go through it with them, just to see how they're taking you through what structures might be a learning experience for you. So if you haven't been on with Andy's team, I would do that. So they've called me a few times. They didn't know who I was because they just got my message, but it was fun to go through it with those guys. So, hey, you guys enjoy yourselves. If you're anything, need anything from me, Craig@coachburt.com. I'll check you guys later.